You know, there's so much talk about Nigerian nurses going to the U.S., finding amazing career opportunities. It's a huge dream for so many people.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big move, a big ambition.
So today, we're really going in deep, like properly deep, into what it actually takes. How do you go from being a nurse in Nigeria to becoming a U.S. registered nurse, a USRN?
Yes, and we've gathered, firsthand accounts. We looked at YouTube videos from Nigerian nurses who've done it, shared their stories, their tips. Plus, we've got insights from resources here in the US, people who guide nurses through this. So, no fluff, just the real practical stuff.
Exactly. So our mission today, let's break down this whole USRN process specifically for Nigerian nurses listening in. We want to draw out those key insights from people's experiences, give you a clear roadmap.
Practical guide, yeah.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Where does this massive journey actually start? What's step one?
Well, okay, before you even think about applications and exams, there are some absolute basics you just have to have in place, foundational stuff.
Like what?
Top of the list, obviously, your international passport. Can't go anywhere without that.
True debt. Okay, passport. What else? Nursing qualifications.
Yep, you need proof you graduated from an accredited nursing school. Our sources say, generally, whether it's a diploma, an associate's, or a bachelor's degree, that usually works.
Okay, good to know there's some flexibility there.
And crucially, you must have a valid current nursing license from Nigeria. Active license.
Right, your NMCN license.
Exactly. And don't forget your secondary school certificate, like your WAEC or NICO. That's often needed for the initial paperwork pile.
Okay, so
Yeah.
passport, nursing degree or diploma, current Nigerian license, and secondary school cert. Got that. So once you have those ducks in a row, what's the first big move?
Okay, this is where strategy comes in early. The very next really critical step is choosing a U.S. state board of nursing to apply to.
Wait, hold on. A state board. There isn't just one national board for the whole U.S.
Nope, that's a key difference. The U.S. has 50 states, right? And basically, each state runs its own board of nursing. They have their own rules, their own specific requirements.
Wow, 50. Okay, that sounds complicated. How do you even pick one?
Well, the advice we're seeing, the smart approach is to choose your first state based on which one makes it relatively easier to get approved to take the big exam, the NCLEX.
Ah, okay. So it's not necessarily about where you want to live and work eventually.
Not initially, no,
Yeah.
because once you pass the NCLEX and get licensed in one state, there's this thing called license by endorsement. It lets you apply to get licensed in other states later on, often without retaking the NCLEX. Agencies often help with this part too.
Okay, that makes sense. Get the first license sorted as smoothly as possible. So, which states are known for being, let's say, more international applicant friendly for that initial NCLEX step?
A few names keep popping up in the sources. New Mexico is often mentioned because its requirements for evaluating international education seem pretty minimal.
Okay, New Mexico.
Texas is another popular one. People mention no state income tax, lower application fees, and they have this jurisprudence exam about Texas nursing laws that's apparently quite straightforward, often doable online.
Interesting. Texas, New Mexico,
Any others?
New York is another one. They actually handle the credential evaluation part themselves in-house, which can sometimes streamline things, apparently.
Right, so those are good potential starting points. What about states to maybe steer clear of, at least initially? Any known hurdles?
Yeah, some can be tougher for that first application. Arizona, for example, sometimes gets flagged for potentially longer processing times.
Okay.
In California, while it's a goal for many, tends to have higher fees, can be a bit more selective about international qualifications, and critically, often requires a U.S. Social Security number just to apply, which you almost certainly won't have at this stage.
Definitely good to know. Aim for smoother entry, endorse later. Got it. Now, something else mentioned a lot is credential evaluation services. What's their role in all this? Think of them as official verifiers. Agencies like CGFNS or Joseph Silney, those are the big names you hear. Their job is to take your Nigerian nursing education and license details and formally assess them against U.S. nursing standards.
So they kind of translate your qualifications for the U.S. system.
Exactly. You need what's called a CES report, Credential Evaluation Services report from one of these agencies. It's like an official statement saying, yes, this person's education meets the benchmark.
Okay, so how do you get that CES report started?
You have to create an account with one of these bodies. CGFNS seems very common. And here's a super important tip. The name you use must match exactly down to the last initial or hyphen what's on your international passport and your nursing certificate.
Oh, wow. Precision is key.
Absolutely. Any tiny difference can cause major delays, like months of back and forth.
Yeah.
So double, triple check that name consistency.
Noted. Super important. What documents do they usually need for this evaluation?
Okay, document gathering time. They'll need your official school transcript sent directly from your nursing school in Nigeria to the agency, not through you.
Directly from the school.
Got it. Same for your license verification. That needs to come directly from the NMCN in Nigeria straight to the evaluation agency. Direct source verification is non-negotiable for them.
Direct from source.
No.
Any advice on which qualifications to focus on for this first round? Like if you have multiple certificates?
Yeah, the consensus seems to be keep it simple initially. Focus on getting your basic registered nurse RN qualification verified first. If you have postgraduate certs or a master's, you can often deal with those later, maybe once you're already working in the US, if needed for specific jobs. Streamline the initial process.
Makes sense. Start with the core RN part. Now, the big question, how long does this credential evaluation thing typically take? Sounds like it could be a while.
You definitely need patience for this part. It varies, but the sources suggest several months is pretty standard. Sometimes it can even stretch closer to a year, depending on how quickly your documents arrive from Nigeria and the agency's backlog.
Months, maybe even a year. Wow. Okay. Definitely need to start that early then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And follow their instructions to the letter to avoid adding any extra delays yourself.
Right. So, okay. Requirements checked, state board chosen,
yep.
Credential evaluation underway. What's the next massive milestone?
The NCLEX-RN exam. That's the gatekeeper. The mandatory licensing exam every single nurse wanting to practice in the U.S. has to pass. Doesn't matter if you trained in the U.S. or Nigeria, everyone takes the NCLEX.
The big one. Okay, so when can you actually sign up to take it?
You can only register for the NCLEX after your chosen state board has reviewed your application, your credential evaluation report, and officially says, okay, you're eligible.
Ah, so the board gives you the green light.
Yes, they issue something called an authorization to test, or ATT. That's your permission slip. And it usually has an expiry date, often around 90 days. So you have a window, typically 3 months, to schedule and sit for the exam once you get that ATT.
Okay, the ATT is the key. Now, a really practical question. Flights to America are expensive. Do Nigerian nurses have to fly all the way to the U.S. just to take this exam?
Huge relief on this one, no. Our sources are clear. You do not need to travel to the U.S. for your initial NCLEX attempt.
Oh, fantastic. Where can they take it then?
There are international Pearson VUE testing centers that offer the NCLEX in various countries. The UK is a common one mentioned, but there are others too. So you can find a center closer to home, which saves a massive amount of money and hassle early on.
That's brilliant news. I'm sure many listeners are relieved to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the exam itself. The NCLEX has this reputation for being really tough. Is it harder for internationally educated nurses?
Well, look, the statistics do often show higher first-time pass rates for U.S. educated nurses. That's true. But, and this is a really important, but from the sources, international nurses, absolutely, including nurses from Nigeria, can and do pass, often at very comparable rates if they prepare properly.
So preparation is everything.
It really boils down to focused, targeted preparation. It's not just about knowing nursing facts. It's about understanding how the U.S. system works, their specific safety protocols, and crucially, the clinical judgment and critical thinking skills, the NCLEX tests.
Right. It's a different style of testing, maybe?
It can be, yeah. More application, less pure recall sometimes. So the advice is, invest in good study materials. There are loads of online review courses, study guides, practice question banks. QBanks are super popular. Find resources that fit your learning style.
Okay, so specific U.S. practices, safety, critical thinking. What are the main content areas the exam covers?
It's broken down into four main categories called client needs. Their safe and effective care environment that includes things like management of care and infection control.
Okay.
Then health promotion and maintenance, psychosocial integrity like mental health, coping mechanisms, and physiological integrity, which is a big chunk covering adult health, meds, PAITS, etc.
Safe environment, psychosocial, physiological. Seems comprehensive.
It is. So focusing your study on those core NCLEX blueprints is key.
All right. So NCLEX prep is serious business, but totally doable with the right approach. Okay, let's fast forward. Someone studies hard, they pass the NCLEX, huge achievement. Are they ready to book their flight and start working now?
So close, but still a couple more crucial steps before they can start working as a USRN.
Okay, what else is needed?
Well, there's usually a criminal background check required.
Nice.
This often involves getting fingerprinted, and the process and any fees can differ depending on where you are when you do it.
Background check, makes sense. Standard procedure, what else?
Then there's something called the Visa Screen Certificate. This is specifically for healthcare professionals coming to work in the U.S.
Another certificate. What's this one for?
It's basically another check, but this one focuses specifically on meeting U.S. immigration requirements for healthcare workers. It verifies your education, licensure, and sometimes English proficiency again, specifically for visa purposes.
Okay, so it's an immigration-related credential check. Who issues the visa screen?
Again, the main players are CGFNS and Joseph Silney. Those are the agencies authorized to issue the visa screen certificate for nurses.
The same ones as the credential evaluation.
Often, yes. Yeah. And using the same agency you used for your initial CES report can sometimes make the visa screen process a bit smoother, as they might already have some of your documents on file. Potentially less duplication of effort.
Right. Sticking with one agency could be helpful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Visa screen obtained. Now.
Yeah.
Surely it's the visa time, the U.S. work visa.
Absolutely. This is often the biggest hurdle, and it hinges on one critical thing, a job offer.
You need a U.S. employer willing to hire you first.
Exactly. You need a hospital, a clinic, a nursing home, or often a healthcare staffing agency based in the U.S. that is willing to sponsor your work visa. That job offer is what kicks off the visa application process with U.S. immigration.
Okay, and what kind of visas are we talking about for nurses?
There are a few pathways. There's the TN visa, but that's only for Canadians and Mexicans. There's the H-1B visa, which is a temporary work visa, but it often requires the nurse to have at least a bachelor's degree, and there's an annual lottery system, so it's not always guaranteed.
Okay, so H-1B is an option, but maybe not the most common.
Right. For many nurses, especially those looking for long-term opportunities, the EB-3 visa is the main target. That stands for employment-based third preference.
You agree?
Yeah.
What's special about that one?
The huge advantage of the EB-3 is that it's an immigrant visa. It leads directly to getting a green card, which means permanent residency in the U.S.
Ah, the green card. That's the goal for so many people, isn't it? Permanent status?
Exactly. And often, recruitment agencies specialize in handling this whole EB-3 petition process for nurses, working with the U.S. employer.
So agencies can really help navigate that complex visa stuff.
They can, but it's important to note it takes time. The visa process, especially for immigrant visas like the EB-3, can take months, sometimes even years, depending on processing backlogs and your country of origin. Patience is key here, too.
Months or even years for the visa. Wow. So it's definitely a long game. Can nurses get hired directly by hospitals, too, or is it mostly through agencies?
Direct hire is definitely possible. Some U.S. hospitals recruit internationally themselves. In that case, the nurse might work with the hospital's HR or their immigration lawyer directly on the visa. But yeah, the agency route facilitating the EB-3 is very common because of that pathway to the green card, which also often allows eligible family members like a spouse and children to immigrate too.
That long-term security for the family is a massive plus. I could see why EB-3 is popular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. Let's say someone has navigated all that, they've landed in the U.S., visa sorted, ready to start their first nursing job. What's the actual work environment like? Any major differences a Nigerian nurse should expect?
Oh, definitely. One thing that comes up constantly in the sources is the documentation, the charting. It's huge in the U.S.
Huge how? Like, more detailed?
Yes, incredibly detailed and legally critical. There's a common saying. If it wasn't documented, it wasn't done. It's not just about patient care. It's about legal protection for you and the hospital.
Wow. So documentation is a really big deal.
Massive. You might even get emails or calls about your charting when you're off duty. The expectation is thorough, accurate, and timely documentation for everything you do, assess, or observe. Patients are very aware of their rights, and the chart is the main legal record.
That sounds intense. What about the systems they use? Is it still paper charting?
Mostly electronic now. Mm-hmm. Nearly everywhere uses electronic health records, EHR systems. Mm-hmm. And a key thing to know about EHRs is they track everything.
Track everything.
Yeah, they create an audit trail. If you go back and change something in the notes, even fix a typo, the system logs who made the change and when. So accuracy from the get-go is really stressed. No scribbling things out later.
Okay, so meticulous electronic charting is the norm. What about interacting with people, patients, colleagues? Any cultural tips?
Some really good advice came through here. Basically, just being consistently nice and respectful goes a long way. One source estimated it could prevent maybe 80% of workplace conflicts or issues.
Just basic courtesy and respect solve most problems. Sounds simple, but probably true.
Pretty much. And related to that, there's advice about being humble, especially when you're new. Don't be too proud to ask questions if you're unsure about a U.S. protocol or a piece of equipment.
Right. Better to ask than make a mistake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And try not to take constructive feedback personally. Building trust with U.S. colleagues often means showing you're competent, yes, but also that you're willing to learn their way of doing things, adapting to their unit culture. It might feel a bit different at first.
So be open. Ask questions. Be respectful. Good advice anywhere, really. What about moving up? Career growth for a USRN?
Yeah, the advice is definitely don't get stuck. Don't just stay in the same role on the same floor for 10 years unless you really love it. The U.S. system has tons of opportunities for specialization, advanced degrees, moving into leadership or education.
So keep learning, keep developing.
Absolutely. Continuous professional development is encouraged. And networking is important too. Connecting with other international nurses, online communities, maybe local groups can be incredibly helpful for support, sharing tips, finding opportunities. And, you know, nursehub.ing was mentioned as a great resource for Nigerian nurses specifically looking to advance.
Nursehub.ing, good tip. Okay, networking, keep learning, great advice. Now, we have to touch on a serious warning that came up. Scams, particularly around recruitment agencies. What's the danger there?
This is super important. Be extremely careful about any agency asking you for money up front. Like before you even have a confirmed job offer or visa approval.
They ask for fees before getting you a job.
Yes. Huge red flag. Legitimate agencies typically get paid by the U.S. employer after they successfully place you. Asking nurses for large sums of money up front is often a sign of a scam.
Wow. So what should nurses do?
Research, research, research. Do your homework on any agency. Check their reputation. Look for reviews. Ask detailed questions. Don't get pressured into paying anything before you're certain they're legitimate and understand exactly what you're paying for. If anything, protect yourself.
Absolutely. Critical advice. Do your due diligence. Okay, yeah. We've covered a lot of ground here. Let's try and boil it down. What are the main takeaways for a Nigerian nurse thinking about this USRN path?
I think the biggest thing is that it's a complex journey, right? It takes serious preparation, a lot of persistence, and constantly seeking out good information. It's not something you decide today and start next week.
Definitely sounds like a multi-step process requiring commitment.
Yeah, and patience. As one source said perfectly, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You've got the education hurdles, the license verification, the big exam, the whole immigration piece. It's a lot of stages. A marathon. I like that analogy. So as you're listening, maybe think about where you are in that marathon. Which step feels most relevant to you right now? Is it getting those initial documents together, studying for NCLEX, looking into visa options, and perhaps consider what the long-term impact of this could be on your career, your life? Maybe this prompts you to finally research that specific state board like Texas or New York, or maybe join one of those online forums for Nigerian nurses heading to the U.S. Taking that next concrete step, however small, is how you keep moving forward in the marathon.